Over the course of 3 weeks in June, Patrick Dougherty, with the help of some 50 volunteers, twisted, pulled, tied, and tangled several tractor-trailer truckloads of sticks, tree saplings mostly, into a sculpture on the quadrangle grounds of the Springfield Museums.
We all have some experience with saplings. We played with them as children, so they're quite imaginative for most of us. Being able to use saplings, it kind of calls on the bird nest you've seen and the walks you've taken in the forest. For me, as a sculptor, there's a bit of formalism in it, in the sense that there are lines with which to draw.
The art form is akin to topiary, except it doesn't use living plants. Dougherty said his helpers, several of them art school students, used birch, maple, and cherry sticks and saplings to erect a massive sculpture at least 20 feet high.
Well, when you look up at these things, they're about, they're four corner posts, like the post of your bed, and they're these really big bulbous forms with several dollops on the top. Maybe I might conceive of as a bush that's been shaped up and that you can walk inside. And that also forms up a kind of this square that looks a little bit like castle-like with some, there'll be some grand entryways between them. And then there's a spire that sits up on the inside of the whole conglomeration.
Dougherty, whose home is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, has done more than 200 of these across the country and around the world, including previous projects in Northampton, Massachusetts, and Brattleboro and Middlebury, Vermont. Each one is different. For the project at the Springfield Museums, Dougherty said he envisioned something whimsical and rounded to contrast with the straight-line stone buildings that border the quadrangle.
Well, I'm always looking for something that I haven't done, but something that will fit its space, that has a scale that's appropriate. I thought these formalistic buildings here that surround this quad might could have used some kind of formalistic bushes.
Visitors who inspected the work while it was in progress were very impressed.
I would love to have this in my backyard.
Like
that's what I think.
Trees.
It's incredible. Doesn't it look like the Lorax how you imagine it in your mind?
Yes, it's very cool.
It is very cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sculpture is sturdy and firmly anchored in the ground. It will likely stand in place for at least 2 years, according to Springfield Museum President Holly Smith Beauvais.
I had seen his work at Smith College probably about 15 years ago. And ever since I saw it, I have just been longing to have him come to these museums because it's so conducive, our quadrangle green, and it makes it interactive.
The saplings for the Springfield sculpture came from harvestings at a wildlife refuge and a forest in the area. Dougherty, who worked as a carpenter before he became a full-time artist in the mid-1980s, says he does about 10 of these sculptures a year. His next project is at a college in St. Joseph, Minnesota. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.